Aubrey, what does it mean to you? I believe I gave you from SB Nation. What does it mean to you to continue your career with the Raiders and in the Bay Area?
Oh, man, it means so much. As you know, I started my football career at Oakland High School in San Jose, went to Cal, went to the 49ers, and of course I played with other teams, but like I tell everybody, it all comes in full circle. It started in the Bay, and this is such a great opportunity to be back in the Bay and be back with the organization that's trying to turn things around and just be an elite team again. So, in general, I'm very grateful.
How many years would you say that you feel right now, how many years do you say you'd like to play from this point forward?
Everybody always asks me that. One of my old vet friends that told me, if you can go for 10, go for 5 more. But I just take it 1 year at a time. It's just, everything's always based upon the individual, just how you feel. Can you wake up and do it again week after week? And that's just something that I've been told consistently since day one. So I just take it 1 year at a time. And 2013, especially for this season, will be year 13 for me. And I'm just taking it all in stride.
What was your feeling about how the Raiders finished the season last year and your role in the way that they finished?
Oh, sorry, say it again.
What was your feeling about how the Raiders' defense finished the season last year and your role in that?
You know, I think in general, yes, we had definitely a little bit of struggles in the beginning, but towards the end, we came along strong. I just think we were communicating real well. We were making plays. We weren't giving as much yards as we did in the beginning. And like any scheme, it takes some time. And then when you're dealing with a lot of younger guys that are just kind of maybe unsure of themselves or just unsure of the scheme, we just continued to talk and communicate. And towards the end, as you can see, it was very productive. So that was just something that we around for that was a stepping stone as far as that development, and we just continue this from then on. As far as for myself, I appreciate the Raiders organization for putting me in, especially coming off a major injury. And then towards the end, for myself, I just started coming back to my own, to how I basically played since 2011 before I got hurt. And then for them to see that and bring me back, they believed in me and believe I still have a lot left in the tank. And not only from a player standpoint, but from a leader standpoint, just bringing that leadership into the locker room, teaching the younger guys how it's done, what it takes to be a professional, not just from a football standpoint, but just life in general, because this game's never promised. I mean, one play could be your last, but I've been very fortunate to play for a long period of time, and I pray that the younger guys that I think are in my wing, that they have a long career as well.
What are you feeling this whole time since the end of the season that the Raiders were going to bring you back?
I'm so sorry, say it again.
Was it since the season ended and free agency started and everything, was it your feeling this whole time that the Raiders were going to bring you back?
I was optimistic. I mean, I knew there was going to be a lot of changes after last season, but I was optimistic just talking to Coach D.A., Jason Tarver. Later on, talking to Reggie McKenzie, I think we were on the same page that I was going to come back, and I wanted to come back. This is just the Bay Area means a lot to me. It was just a special area, and